I'm Piper Wells here for EAA Radio. Right now I'm here with Thunderbird pilot Dan Cherry, who flew the number one spot in formation in 1977 and 78. Dan, the Thunderbirds perform all over the country but have never been to Oshkosh. Can you tell me why Thunderbirds have not been to Oshkosh before, and what does it mean to you personally to see the Thunderbird team at Oshkosh?
Well, it's an exciting time for Oshkosh, Air Venture, and the Thunderbird team to fly here, because everybody recognizes that this is absolutely the best aviation celebration anywhere in our country. And because of the restrictions, the safety restrictions that the Thunderbirds have to have because of their high speed and the maneuvers they fly, in the past they weren't able to work out the safety zones as they require. But they've done all that now. All the arrangements have been made. And I can assure you that the current Thunderbird team is very excited about flying at Oshkosh, and hopefully this will be the beginning of many years to come where Thunderbirds can come back year after year.
It is a huge honor to fly for our country, and even more so to be selected as a member of the Thunderbird team. Can you tell me how you came to be an Air Force pilot, and what was the process like getting on the Thunderbird team?
Well, I joined the Air Force after I'd had about a year and a half of college. I wasn't doing very well, frankly, in college, and my mom and dad weren't happy with it. And in fact, I really wasn't mature enough and grown up enough to be trying to go to college. And so I went down and talked to the Air Force recruiter, and they had a program then called Aviation Cadets. And if you were qualified physically and you could pass a very rigorous exam, then you could come into a program for a year. And after an intense year of military and flying training, you would get your wings and your commission. And that's the way I did it. That program is not in being anymore. So my advice to all young people who aspire to being an Air Force pilot is to stick to the books, study hard, because it's very competitive. And the better your grades, the more chance you're going to have of becoming a pilot, and then the more chance you'll have of becoming a Thunderbird pilot maybe someday in the future.
Lots of kids dream about becoming a military pilot. What would you tell them are some of your most, were some of the most fun parts of being a pilot? What were some of your least favorite parts also?
Well, the most fun is, as a Thunderbird pilot, is bringing joy to the spectators. And particularly, hopefully, you're inspiring young people to explore the possibility of a career in aviation. That always was a lot of fun, to see how the Thunderbird demonstration impacted young people. And you just hope that you're able to help them as they're trying to, just like you are, trying to figure out what you're going to do with the rest of your life. And so that was probably the most fun part. And then also being able to fly with and be with the best of the best. That was very, very gratifying. Difficult parts have to do with a very, very busy schedule, being away from home about 200 days out of the year, very challenging. And so your family has to sacrifice a bit when you're you have duty like the Thunderbird team, but it's all worth it, and it's a wonderful institution. And as a person who flew years ago, it makes me very proud to see the team today and how they're performing.
Last question. Safety is the top concern for all pilots. Can you share with us some of your pre-flight briefings looked like before you got out and performed at an air show like Oshkosh?
Well, you're exactly right. Safety is more important than anything else. And one of the things that enables the Thunderbirds to fly like they do in such close formation is practice. And they practice over and over and over again for hours on end. And not only that, but they also have a very detailed briefing before every single air show. And even more importantly, when the air show is over, they will spend sometimes 3 hours, 2 to 3 hours, going over every maneuver. What they are trying to do is fly the perfect air show, because they know if they do it everything just exactly right, then it's going to be safe. But because of the dynamics of the air environment, a perfect air show is really not possible. But there's always that quest and that striving for perfection and the commitment to trying to do everything just exactly right is what keeps the Thunderbirds safe.
Dan Cherry, thank you for joining me today, and thank you for serving our country. For EA Radio, I'm Piper Wells.